You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Free from Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Moroni, the Boston Medium. Oh, yes, we are here for Sunday service. We made it, and I will be here for you every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. I have some exciting news. It just so happens that Sunday service is going to land on the day of the Beach Boys show that is at the Chevalier Theater in Medford, just only a couple of feet's measurements down the way from Tufts. And we're going to be playing all Beach Boys. They're giving a salute to Pet Sounds. We're going to do Pet Sounds. This is going to be, I am just overjoyed. I cannot believe this is happening. Like, I actually remember when I won tickets to the Beach Boy show on the radio, and I got to go to Cohasset. I think it was Kate, or yeah, the Kate. And I had so much fun. My first experience with, you know, the Beach Boys, where they had, you know, Mike Love, and I invited Mike Love. I don't know if he got my message, but whatever, if he comes, he comes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I'm going to still go to enjoy the show. Anyway, let's keep the vibration high here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts. Happy Mother's Day on top of it all, too. Happy, happy Mother's Day. I hope everybody is appreciating the portal of the womb they came out of. I hope everyone's appreciating that energy. Nice corporate holiday for you. Make everyone all nice and depressed too. Doesn't have a mom. I'm just kidding. Why is it dark? Wow, it's real dark in here. Just kidding. Shake it. So we have an hour of power. 1 to 2 p.m. 1:20, we're going to do that inspirational speaking. I hope I can do it. I hope we got it. I hope the gospel is flowing. That channeling is flowing right through us. I hope that's all happening right here and right now. So you've been listening to back here is some Scott Joplin. But Sunday service is just Sunday service. It's a good time. And I am just reveling into this unbelievable gratitude that we're here. We have this. And I'm just like the fact just going to be here for all summer. Like, it's completely blowing my mind. It's completely blowing my mind. Anyways, I love you so much. Let's continue to listen. Mwah. Stay tuned. We are connected. We are here. We are clear. We are loving life. We're angelic beings of the highest good. You know, we're manifesting. All that's good. Stay tuned. Thank you.
music and I love with beers. I'm a winner. Thank you.
to outer space, class.
Watch out!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Media. That's right. Right here, right now. And we are right here for the magicaler. Okay, so right now, take some deep breaths, inhale and exhales. Inhale and exhale. So we're just gonna fill the air with gratitude, first of all, because we're here all Sunday! I mean, we're here all every Sunday each week, so I'm really, really excited. With that being said, Infinite Spirit, please use me as an instrument to communicate exactly what needs to be communicated today on this beautiful Mother's Day. Please communicate exactly what it is that we need to lift our vibration to heal, to go through the entire week feeling inspired, feeling charged, feeling energized, feeling motivated and connected to Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for coming in right now. Thank you for the beauty that shines within us in this beautiful beauty. And as I come in and I'm speaking, Infinite Spirit has brought me this beautiful bouquet of flowers, beautiful just flowers everywhere, this floral scene of a garden. And when I see this floral scene of a garden, I tap right into that divine feminine energy. Oh, today is all about the divine feminine. It is all about the sacred goddess that uplifts our world, uplifts the universe, Mother Nature right now in this moment. I see the energy, the vibration, and giving love and giving thanks to that feminine energy, that nurturing, loving, caring, unconditional vibration, that playful vibration that comes in, and they want you to embody this. They want you to put this in your pocket and carry this with you always, right here and right now, and understanding and opening up that door to the sacred appreciation of the womb, sacred appreciation of where we came from, the transportation portal, and where we came from. And it was from that womb. It was from the womb of the mother. It was from the womb of the past life, and where we said we were going to do our job, we were going to do our lives, and we picked our parents, we picked our mothers. You see, our souls made a contract before we came into this life, and we decided, I'm going to pick you for this life. So if you are a parent, if you're a mother, or, you know, anyone listening to this, or a child that's listening to this and connecting with their mother energy, whether it's good or negative, whether you're having a fantastic or negative experience today that beholds the energy of Mother's Day, this is the connective force of understanding the truth of what it means. You see, no matter what has happened with you and your connection with your mother, you chose her for this lifetime. You chose her for this path. You chose her to be that, to exit right on out of here. And you said, hello, hello, this is the connective force. You chose, she, the divine child within chose you. Oh my goodness. And as I just said this, a big truck drove by that said the words Camelot. Camelot. Oh my goodness. Spirit is here. Spirit is here. Camelot is the street I grew up in. Over in Brighton, Mass. That is the street I grew up in, and it's a huge, significant sign of spirit. All my spirit guides and love ones being here and just being right here, right now with us, and whoever's listening, that's a sign too. I mean, you already know your spirit guides and your loved ones are here as you're listening, but with that truck that just drove by, I don't usually notice those things. It's a huge sign that's the Camelot. And we remember Camelot. We remember the story of King Arthur. King Arthur and Merlin and the whole story. So this is all connecting. I love the synchronicities that are coming in right now. All the synchronicities that are just flowing in. You see, it's all, everything is connecting with King Arthur, Merlin, and this infinite energy of the mother in the womb. And we're connecting with this. And as I'm seeing the signs, I'm channeling exactly the message. See, there's messaging, there's channeling, there's signs. There's everything that's coming in all at once. So as you went through that portal of the womb of the mother, you made a destination, you made a declaration, you made it very clear what your purpose was here through her womb, through that connected soul tie. You see, you'll always be connected with eternity with her. No matter what different kind of forms you come in, you'll always be connected. Whether she's here or whether she's not, you will always be connected. You will always stay connected to that mother womb that uplifts the vibration everywhere we go, that sacred safetiness, that sacred anchoring within us. And that's the message to understand, is that even though sometimes we don't feel that security, if we're apart from our mother or we're away and we're on our own, that is within you. You see, when you were born from that womb, it was placed within you. That was her connection with you. She gave you that security wherever you could go, wherever you may need to dwell. That is a connective force. And always remember that that umbilical cord is the sacred tie, that sacred soul connection tie, saying, oh, you are always a part of me. We are always a part of each other. This is a team effort. And I will see you in the next life and in the next life and the next life after that. You see, King Arthur was born. He was born. Do you know the story of King Arthur? King Arthur was born through magic. Did you know that? Did you know that there was a sacrifice? They had to sacrifice. I mean, this could be in so many different Arthurian legends, but she was the sacrifice. And the King Arthur, the dad, the father, you know, at the time, did not understand that if he went through with the druid magic and said, okay, yes, make my son the king, didn't realize it, that there was a cost to it. So that's why King Arthur's father banned all the druids in the kingdom, because he felt tricked and he felt like, well, I asked for magic, but I didn't know you were gonna sacrifice my wife for this. So the whole point of why I feel like the King Arthur energy is coming through to make you understand, make you recognize the sword and the stone. The sword and the stone that really embodies that gift and where we are today and where we are here. And if you're listening, understanding the story of the sword and the stone, and that you are the chosen one. Everyone listening right now, if you took the time to listen, this is a sign and a message. You are the chosen one. See, we are all chosen. Everyone's chosen. That is a fact. But only so many people will open up and recognize it. Only so many people are going to open up and come to the realization, come to terms with it and say yes to it and actually move with it and actually understand that, look in the mirror and understand and admit that to themselves. I am the chosen. I am the chosen one. So when you accept that you're the chosen one, what are you going to do with that power? You know, you have a whole responsibility of a kingdom like King Arthur did when he pulled the sword out of the stone. So today we understand this. We understand the greatest embodiment of power right now through the divine feminine. But that divine, guess what else is so magical about the divine feminine, is the magic. You see, you notice how women, how we're able to give birth. We're able to cross a human life through space and time. We are literally able to create a miracle passing through space and time continuum, through the universe, through the stars. You know, women, we have this amazing, beautiful embodiment of, you know, I don't know if I'd call it witchcraft, but wizardry and, you know, all of this fanciful things we are capable of, but it is in our core. There's a reason why they used to go on witch hunts and, you know, burn women to the stake who claimed they were witches, because it was so powerful, such a powerful decree. It's such a powerful stance to say, I have these gifts, these supernatural gifts. I have this ability to heal. And we are so lucky because we are living in a time where it's more and more accepted. You know, you can literally go on a social media platform and literally say, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, I'm a healer, I can talk to aliens. And you know, the most you're gonna get is like people calling you fake or phony or laughing. But I mean, literally, we used to get murdered for this. And you know, it was not something we could publicly say, but over time, we're noticing, we're seeing the magic in ourselves. Every society is seeing, you know, the wave of the world and the supernatural coming in and being more accepted, being more, yeah, that's real. I mean, more of the population of Americans, it's about over 80% of the population of Americans believe in the supernatural, the paranormal, or have had a paranormal experience and believe in angels. You know, that isn't it by accident. That isn't an accident, because it is becoming more evolved, and we're evolving. It's evolving. This concept is evolving, and not just the things that we're seeing in the Western world of, you know, media, or things are advertised as just that, but we have people coming into their own without having to, you know, even be public. They're going in meditation, they're going into retreats, they're doing their own thing, and they're discovering their own sacred spiritual gifts. They're discovering their own sacred powers. They're discovering their own connection to God, their own connection to spirit, their own connection to the elements in the earth, their own pagan connection, their own, you know, that universal soul that calls them. And that is exactly what it's about. It's all about spiritual liberation here. It's about developing your own spiritual, magnetic, divine gifts. So within that, you have the core of the divine feminine that helps us. You know, that decor, the core of the divine feminine within the man, within the woman. And today we're celebrating that. We're celebrating that beautiful divine feminine energy that reminds us about how magical we are. And it's not that men are not magical. It's about the embodiment of women creating that energy, that vibration. Because once you get into that vibration, and again, it's not saying men are not loving and they're not nurturing. It's these are the divine, unique characteristics that we're born with for a reason. And so the woman being so unconditionally loving, the mother, so giving, so nurturing, how are we not going to connect with a place of magic through that total givingness? How are we not supposed to connect with that place of miracles and abundance? It's like, as I said this, I saw, you know, Mother Mary come down. I saw Mother Mary in this energy as I said this. Oh, just think about that, that infinite good. And when it's Father's Day, we're going to talk about the divine masculine, how important the divine masculine is and how it contributes to our spiritual world. It's all balance. It's all the yin and yang. It all makes up of this one beautiful, great design that was already written. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to come back to this place of remembering it, remembering? I remember the womb. And even if you don't have a great relationship with your mother, even if, you know, if that experience is completely negative, we have to remember again, it was the portal in which you agreed, she and her agreed that was going to be in this life to help you, to help her, to ascend. There is no separation ever in the spiritual realm. because once this temporary experience is over, you go back and you see her and you're like, well, that was a fun game. Oh, well, that was fun that you played that role. Welcome back. We helped each other out. Good, good. We did it. We did it. High five. You know, no harm, no foul. You know, it's about the forgiveness within yourselves and realizing that mother planted that mother seed within you, and it's within yourself. You have the mother self within you. Let it flow. Let it flow. Oh, yes. Oh. And we're lifting our vibrations up, and we're lifting our high magical lens, and we're realizing the universal love that flows within us. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and catching a vibe, catching this magical energy. And whatever Spirit needs to say, whatever Spirit wants to have us know within our consciousness, within our beauty. I love you so, so much. I am so grateful to be here. We're here from 1 to 2 p.m. every beautiful Sunday. Oh my goodness. Like, I woke up this morning and I literally, you know, I was watching one of my favorite shows the other night, and it was kind of like on pause, and it was on the screen. It was Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. It's a paranormal show. And I was just like, whoa, isn't life just grand? I'm just waking up. I this is life. I get to watch my favorite paranormal TV shows. Summertime is all about the paranormal TV shows. I will watch Twin Peaks for the 20th time over and over. Little things like that, just being in bed, going back to sleep if I felt like it, because the show isn't until 1. Just being comfy, just these like essential things of a comfy bed, home, love, and getting up and getting to play country music, bluegrass, you know, ragtime. Come on, 1950s music, jug band music, American roots music, and talk about the spiritual, the supernatural. What is going on here? I've literally built my world. Are you crazy right now? Are you kidding me? I gotta pinch myself. Like, is this freaking real? This is real. I'm living my dream. This is my world. And that's what it's about. You gotta look at your reality and be like, oh my goodness, I am living my reality. I'm living my dream. Holy smokes. Oh, this is love. This is just gratitude. And I'm just so excited to be here. So if it don't feel good, let it go. If it ain't your dream, if it ain't your picture life, if it ain't what you wanted, if it ain't your freedom, if it isn't what you said you were going to do in this life, it's time to re-examine. It's time to go back. It's time to say, I have a choice to make it what I want to make it. You always have a choice. Woo! Oh, that's some good preaching. That is some good spirit channeling. I don't know what else to tell you. And then I'm channeling a southern accent, because that's what happens on Sunday service. I'm channeling like my relatives who are ministers and preachers down south. It's amazing. Oh, and guess what? Like, synchronicities are happening everywhere. As I was doing this, I pulled out a really amazing, oh my God, I cannot wait, Bill Harrell. Oh, the Virginians. I can't. This is going to be some bluegrass. And I think. So stay tuned. And this is the angelic vinyl pull. I'm going to see if there's a secret message before we get off the air. But we did a little, the sermon went a little bit longer than needed, but it's what's needed. I never argue about it. I go with the flow. So we're going to play some of this, and we're going to see if there's any hidden messages from the angel vinyl oracle pull. I love you! Woo! Let's do it.
Steel in the palm of my hand, and 10 for gears on the floor. Now I the life of a truck driving man. I got this and I don't need no more. Well, it's my life and I'm gonna live it my way. I'm a driving, living legend of the highway. She don't mind waiting, even though I may be gone a lot. My baby sees it my way. She knows the open highway is the only competition that she's got. Well, it's my life and I'm gonna live it my way. I'm a driving, living legend of the highway.
Hey, green tea,
my goodness. So you are not going to believe the message I found on this. So I was, you know, I think I look cute today. So I was like, you know, taking selfies while I was in the studio. And I just randomly just took any record to just take a, you know, take a picture with. And it was this one. It was the, I was like, oh, I had no idea that it was going to be, you know, a bluegrass or country. And these actually have a bunch of different artists on here. So what I was playing actually was Bill Emerson, not Bill Harrell. And when I was looking at Lost and Found, so I'm looking at the back, and so there's all these different write-ups about the artists. And, you know, I'm kind of scanning through, and the first thing I see, I notice, I said, I put my hand on it like it's Ouija. I put my hand and it said, oh, this guy worked at as a radio disc jockey, you know, playing a bunch of Southwestern Virginia and Southwestern Virginia and all that stuff, and playing a bunch of this kind of genre. I was like, okay, well, that's relating to me, you know, radio disc jockey. And then I go to the other column and it says something televised Jimmy Dean show. So Jimmy Dean, James Dean. That's a sign of, you don't just read Jimmy Dean anywhere. That's a sign of my dad, because anytime I see James Dean is like, that's a symbol that my father's around, because that's, James Dean was his idol, complete idol. And I know sometimes James Dean was called Jimmy Dean, you know? And I was like, oh my God. Hey, Daddy! On the air. You see all these signs? These beautiful, wonderful signs of spirit? See, this is a miracle. And then the Camelot, the truck drove by Camelot where we all grew up. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel so loved, you see? So, understand, the more you listen and tune in and have an experience, and we're having this experience together, and the connection of messages, you will connect with that as well. It will become more familiar to you. It's not something that you don't need to force. We don't need to force this connection with spirit. We don't need to try to be like, oh my God, I need to get something. If you're not feeling it, if you're not getting it, let it flow. It could take as long as it needs to take. It's going to happen when you are ready, when the timing, it's divine timing about what's going on in your life and when you are ready to open that door. I've been doing this for a long, long time. It took me a while to learn how to ground, to learn how to, it takes a while, you know, to learn how to, you know, protect your energy when you're constantly channeling spirit, you're constantly speaking with the dead, so-called dead, and you're constantly being a sponge. So it takes time, but it's when it's needed, and it's not, there's no timeline. It could take faster for you, it could take longer, but what I'm saying is the longer you're doing it, the more you're going to learn. So there's the message from my dad. My dad was here with me showing me the Jimmy Dean sign from the record, because he loved cowboys. He loved westerns. Oh my God. That was his thing. You think about my dad. He had Gunsmoke playing in his room all day. That's all he watched was Gunsmoke. It was the most boring freaking show I could ever imagine. But he loved it. He was obsessed with Gunsmoke, and that's all we would see him watching is the Gunsmoke. And yeah, I'm glad that was I really needed that, because it was like a very happy feeling about my dad instead of something that was negative. Because I am going to be honest, it has been very hard going to my home where, you know, he passed away in my arms, and it's very triggering because you don't realize. I was like, you know, at first I was like, I'm really glad that I was there to say goodbye. But now I'm kind of like, oh, maybe that messed my head up. So it's hard to be there. It's very, very hard. But I know within time it's going to get easier. And, you know, it's only been since basically the end. It's basically since January. I mean, you know, he passed away December 29th. So it's really very fresh. But I do know that it is getting easier to channel with him, to communicate with him. In spirit. First, it was very hard because it happened, just everything was just very fresh. Now it's getting easier. So if you're listening to this, if you miss, you know, I know this is Mother's Day and my dad came in, and that's what's about. It's appreciating the fact my mom's still here and really loving her, giving her love and appreciating that she's here. And I'm so glad that the show is able to be, you know, dedicated to that, dedicated to her, dedicated to all moms, and understanding that beautiful essence, and, you know, hope and wishing her healing, because I know her husband will not be here on Mother's Day today for the first, you know, time ever. And so just bringing in that love. So it felt very loving today. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for resonating. Thank you, Barbie, for coming in and asking me with the address to tune in on the station. Thank you so much. You know, this Sunday service is, you know, it's a good time. It's very healing, and doing the sermons with the music, there's nothing like it. I swear, I love it, and I'm so grateful I can share my world with you. Yeah, thank you so much. I love you. Have a beautiful rest of your Mother's Day, and we will talk on Tuesday, baby, because I'm going to be here twice a week all summer. Twice a week all summer. Chica, chica, chica. Yeah. Oh my God, so excited. Anyways, I love you. Have a great day.
Dream of flowing mountains, dream summertime.